We thank you, Lord, for great purpose tonight. Yeah. We thank you for great purpose. For you establish meetings for purpose. You bring us together for purpose. You bring us together because there's something you want to do in the midst of us. We thank you for that purpose that heaven established. And we receive it with thanksgiving. Whew. Holy Spirit, you're good. You're welcome. Destroy us tonight. And change us to the very image of Jesus. And to the very image of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Woo! How y'all doing tonight? Where do I want to go, Lord? I want to do what do you want me to do? Let's go to Isaiah. Yeah, let's go there, Lord. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. I was sitting there thinking about the first time I danced in church. But I was mad as a hornet's nest. There was a older lady in our church. She was an anointed woman of God. Very anointed. But also kind of annoying a little bit. A little pushy, you know. And the Spirit of God was moving. And I had moved as far as I was probably going to move, you know. My hands were lifted. Wasn't that good enough, you know. She came over to me and she grabbed me. She said, "Dance!" Scared the heck out of me. And I didn't even know how to dance. My wife got that rhythm, you know. So I just started running in place like football or something. But I just started running as fast as I could. But when I yielded to it, and one of the things we have to learn, like we want to move with the Spirit, but sometimes we're not okay with yielding. Now I had to get yelled at for it to happen. And then she later taught me, she said, "Ikem, what you have to understand, the Spirit of God is always willing. He's always willing. He just needs a yielded vessel." Right? And so if you can't dance in church in a safe place, you're sure enough not going to go lay hands on the sick in Piggly Wiggly. Right? We have to learn how to yield to the precious Holy Spirit. And as we learn, this is a place that you can learn. You have pastors that you can trust. Oh, I know. Thank you for that, Lord. So you don't want the pastor to tell you to sit down and not do that. Right? But that's a part of yielding to the Holy Spirit too. Because ultimately, they're in charge. Ultimately, they're the ones that have to give an account when they get to heaven. I want to talk to you tonight. I'm not sure if I have a title, so we'll make one up as we go. But we're going to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the Holy Ghost. I had it all set in my heart to preach a certain direction, and we're going to get to that part. But as I was sitting there, he was like, "We have to learn how to yield to the Holy Ghost. We can't make it happen. But if we learn how to yield and not be concerned about being rejected, we'll see a lot more manifestations of the Holy Spirit." Don't you love him? Don't you love him? One of the things about the Holy Spirit is that we read this earlier, that he's always going to point you to Jesus. Okay. In Isaiah chapter 28, it may be familiar, verse 11, he says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, Now listen to this. This is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. And I want you, if you underline your Bible, I want you to underline this part. This is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. I want to read it again. He says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. God, I love you, Lord. Yet they would not hear. So we know this is an inference or reference to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But Isaiah prophesying about this day, he already knew, God already knew there's a bunch of people that were rejected. One of my favorite scriptures is Hosea 4:6. We love the quote. He says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But the next verse is the part we forget about. The next verse says, it's not just because the knowledge is not available, it's because you have rejected it, the knowledge. And so a lot of times, like we say things like, I want the Holy Spirit, but I don't want them tongues. That's like asking for sugar with no sweet. That's like asking for ice with no cold. You can't have ice without it being cold. And you can't have sugar without it being sweet. We can't have the person of the Holy Spirit without the manifestation of the tongues, without the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. And so if I can't yield my spirit to speak in an unknown tongue, I'm going to have a difficult time seeing a true manifest. Let me say it another way. Thank you for that, Lord. If I can't yield myself to speak in tongues, I'm definitely not going to see a leg grow out. I don't know. Are we Presbyterian all of a sudden again? Right? And so the Lord's tonight, he's saying, this is part of the change. Because it's not just up to them. Thank you for that. Let's go to Ephesians real quick. Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. It's not just up to the pastors to do all the work. I'm getting ahead of myself, but in Acts chapter 6, well, we'll turn there. Let's go to Ephesians real quick. I've learned in the years that when you're quiet, it means you're listening or sleep. One of those two. Hallelujah. Say, I want more of the Holy Spirit. Don't lie in church now. Ephesians 4, let's start at verse 11. Let's start at verse 12. No, let's start at verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Why did he give them to us? Why did he give them to us? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body, till we all come unto the unity of the faith, unto the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness. This stuff is really in the Bible. Did y'all see that? Yep. Let's read verse 13. He gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints so they can do the work of the ministry. Uh-oh. You want me to work, Brother Ecom? I'm leaving the church right now. Until we all come and to the unity of the faith, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, this is right here in verse 13, until we, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. But that'll make your brain just leak right out of your ear. That he gave us these two pastors here that have been here for the last 27 years. They didn't tell me to say this. But their job is their service, part of their, let me say it that way, that's nicer. Part of their service is to perfect you. Part of their service is to grow us up. So not to grow us up into Pastor Gary and not to grow us up into Mama Shelley. By the way, the reason why I call her Mama Shelley, just a little sidebar, when I was in Ghana with her, there was a guy who was kind of, he was hard of hearing. So every time he walked in the room, he would scream, Mama Shelley! And it just stuck with me. So every time I see her, I go, Mama Shelley. But God doesn't want you to grow up into them, into Mama Shelley and Pastor Gary. He wants you to be perfected so you can be a manifestation of Christ in the earth. But here's the key. You have the same spirit that Jesus had. You have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had, right? And so, but Jesus himself, he had to yield to the Holy Spirit unto death. He had to trust that the Holy Spirit was going to raise him up. Woo! And we can't trust them to speak in tongues. Come on. We're going to struggle walking into the great moves of God until we first accept this thing. Say, I want some sugar and some sweet. Go with me to Acts chapter 6 real quick. Hallelujah. This is a Holy Ghost night. And I'm going to say it to you again while it just came up in my heart. Romans 8:11. We're going to lay hands tonight on people that have sickness in their body. We're going to do that. But the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is already up on in you. He's just waiting for you to let him quicken you. You can yield. My wife was on the front row at a conference one time. We don't know what happened. She just woke up that morning and had a crick in her knee, like she couldn't straighten her knee out. And her knee swole up like this. And so she loves the praise and worship. Y'all saw her dancing one time. And she just got a doggoneness about her. She said, heck no. And just started ripping and running. By the end of the service, her knee was perfectly fine. She had no swelling in her knee. I said, how'd you do that? She said, I just yielded. And so sometimes our healing is already there. It's already present. We just won't get up and walk. We just won't put down the crutch. We just want to keep taking the medicine. As a matter of fact, we even say, I got to take my pills. Come on, I love you, but we got to get to another level. God wants us to change. I'm going to go take my pills. They belong to you. My name's on them, Brother Ekum. In Acts chapter 6, I'm in Colossians somewhere. We see the disciples or the apostles make a decision. They say, in those days when the numbers of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because, did y'all see that? Did y'all see that, Hebrews? Come on, it's okay to have fun at church. Did y'all see that? Y'all saw the command of the Lord right there? Who's supposed to cook the coffee in the house? Come on. Yes. Here it is again. It's even hyphenated in mine, Hebrews. Sorry. I can't resist it sometimes. Because their widows were neglected in the daily administration. So there were some people in the church that were being neglected. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you of 7 men of honest report and full of the Kardashian reality show. Come on, and full of the Holy Ghost. There was other men in the church besides the leaders that had the Holy Ghost? Absolutely. Yeah, there's people in this church that have the Holy Ghost. And God is saying, come up hither. It's time for you to let me yield. For time for you to yield so I can manifest through you too. So Pastor Gary can make the coffee. Trust me, they would. I don't even know where this is all coming from, but trust me, they would do it all. They would do it all. But God equipped them to equip you so they can go make coffee. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men, full of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who you may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Go with me to Acts chapter 10. God is looking for men and women full of the Holy Ghost. If you read the book of Acts, you'll see that phrase at least 6 or 7 times. He was full of the Holy Ghost and he was full of power. Woo! He was full of the Holy Ghost and he was full of word. You know, if you're full of something, it's all the way. Wow. If you're full of something, keep it holy, keep it holy. If you're full of something, full really means to be overflowing. It's not just to the top. It means some of it's leaking out. See, God is looking for men and women that are leaking with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus was full of the Spirit and that he returned to his city in power. He was so full of the Spirit that every time he took a step, he was drip, drip, dropping with Holy Spirit. Come on. And he wants you to be full, the exact, not just them, but he wants you and I to be full just like those men there. What's the difference between them and us? There's no natural difference. I love the, don't you love the Holy Spirit? Somebody's about to get hit with some water. Look, there was no natural difference, but there was a spiritual difference. They chose to yield. Where did I say it? Acts chapter 10? Let's go to verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with what? With what? With what? Come on, speak it out. It's in your Bible. Stephen, it says he was full of, later it says he was full of faith and power. And now Jesus here was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing bad. When you get anointed with the Holy Ghost, you can only go about doing good and healing all. How come some people don't get healed, Brother Ekum? I don't know what you're talking about. You'll catch that in a minute. See, Jesus went about doing good and healing all. So when you ask me how come some people don't get healed, this is pretty bold to say that. I have no idea what you're talking about because my Jesus goes about doing good and healing all. I don't get no amens on that one. The reason why you don't believe it is because you look at what happens versus what he said. And when you get your faith based on what he said, you'll believe. Come on, in John chapter 11, woo, Jesus said, if you would believe, you would see the glory. How many people have seen the glory? Follow me. How many people have seen the glory? That's right, because you're looking to see before you believe. He said, if you believe, you would see. If you believe, anybody ever heard of Michael Jordan? A few people. They got to the point where Michael Jordan began to shoot free throws. And at one point in time, he actually did this in games. He did it in the games just to show you how good he was. But in practice, he wouldn't leave until he made a certain amount of free throws, and he did it with his eyes closed. Right? And that's actually kind of the Greek word for believing. It's muscle memory. See, God wants us to be in a place of a belief where it's just natural belief. It's just, I don't really have to, I believe. No, it's not that. It's easy. Because I've meditated, I've thought, I've spent time. Meditation is the dark room where the picture of God is developed. I've meditated on the word, I've thought about what he said, I've spent time with him, and when I come out of that place of meditation, I come out of that place of prayer, I've been singing of your love forever, right? And I know how good you are, I know how faithful you are, and when I walk out, I haven't been thinking about anything else, I've only been thinking about him, so then when someone comes to me and they say, brother, would you pray for me? I don't even really have to pray, I just exercise the authority that I've been meditating upon. This is the position of the believer. See, we should be healing the sick like Michael Jordan shooting free throws. It should be automatic. But because we haven't yielded to the Holy Ghost in the prayer room, come on. Say, I want to go to another level. Here's how they said it, like they're about to go, I want to go to another level. How Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost. Go with me to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. They needed men full of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah prophesied about a refreshing that would come when you got them their tongues. Tongues is not the Holy Spirit, but it is the initial evidence that you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's the initial evidence. You see it all through the book of Acts when the church started. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Who spoke in tongues? Come on, y'all can preach back to me now. Who spoke in tongues? They spoke as the Spirit gave the utterance. So the Holy Ghost was up in there. I sometimes feel like he's like, burr, 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 burr. I'm trying to get out, but we just won't open our mouths. I was telling a story about how I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I was at work in a big place, and I was walking around with a guy, and I was like, man, this is a large place to clean up every day. What do you do? And he goes, oh, I just walk and pray. And I stood there like, while he got in the elevator, that must take like 6 hours to clean this place. You walk around for 6 hours and pray? He's like, oh, yeah. I got in the elevator. I said, what's wrong with this dude? I can only say the Our Father for like 15 times. I said, well, how do you pray? He said, oh, I just speak in tongues. I just pray in the Holy Ghost. Like, for 6 hours? Well, what is this Holy Ghost? I said, what is tongues? He said, when you get to church tomorrow, ask your pastor to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I said, okay. My pastor said, come back on Wednesday night service. I'll pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My mama said, boy, just go ask the Lord. Just go ask. So my place where I went to go ask was I went in the bathroom where the toilet was closed, where it was real cold. So I got down on my knees, put my head on the toilet, said, Father, will you baptize me with the Holy Spirit? Amen. And I got up from the toilet. I went to sleep. The next morning, I was walking across the courtyard. Shobra kanshi undadate, mabra kubra stidi. I picked through the phone. You'll like this one, Melissa. I picked through the phone. I called Robin. And I said, Bay, guess what? Shobra kubra kinine. And all of a sudden, I heard a dial tone. I called her back. She said, don't call me with that nonsense. And hung up the phone. But here's the thing. All I did was yield. That's it. All I did was yield. And so from that moment, from that place of when I first yielded to God to open my mouth and speak in an unknown tongue, I've been yielding when I was on Bourbon Street. I've been yielding when I'm in Piggly Wiggly. I've been yielding when I'm in Walmart. I've been yielding when I'm in the studio. You always yield, Brother Ekum? I don't want to lie to you. Sometimes I don't. But for the most part, I say 75% of the time I do. And because of that, I've seen blinded eyes open. Has nothing to do with me. It's just that I chose to yield. Well, how do you yield? I don't know how you yield. But in this case, you yield by opening your mouth and letting tongues come out. Where did I say to turn to? Matthew 3. There we go. Thank you. Verse 11. No. Let's start at Matthew 3, verse 16. Are you guys okay? Yeah. Are you here? Yeah. I said earlier, as a prophetic word, I want to say that I feel like God is saying that he wants this to be a place where he reveals his glory. Excuse me, but if we don't learn to yield to the glory, which we'll get to in a second. Okay. We got to learn to yield. Maybe we should title that. Learn to yield. Say, I want to learn to yield. Now be careful what you say, because you might be making that bologna sandwich and God might say, put down the bologna sandwich. Come on, y'all heard my story when I had to go to that store. What's the name of that store? I knew somebody remembered that. Just for the record, I really do enjoy Hobby Lobby right now. I do. I couldn't stand Hobby Lobby. I'm not lying. I really do. Listen, but that miracle didn't come until I yielded. You got to get this tonight. I want revival more than anyone probably, I don't want to say in the world, but I want it so bad. I do. I really do. I don't even know if you want to call it revival. That's fine. Awakening, whatever you want to call it. But it's going to take us to get to the place. The Lord is standing here waiting for us to come to the place where we yield enough to him where he can just move in and do what he wants. He wants to do what he wants. And there was a lady who came to church. I'm gonna get to the scripture in a second. I'm talking about yielding. There was a lady who used to come to our church. And we were my first church was a very structured church. It was suited and booted. We had ushers all over the place. And the pastor was very authoritative. And so there was a lady who used to come. And I was an usher. And I was a nice, sweet little usher, you know. And so she would always say, you know, pastor wants everybody to move up. We're on television, da-da-da. She said, I ain't sitting that close to Jesus. That's what you should always tell me. I ain't sitting that close to Jesus. I thought it was funny. And then finally, we had this other usher who wasn't as refined as I was, Brother Alton. I can say his name. He wouldn't mind. Brother Alton was like, hey, girl, you need to move up. She left the church. Now, two reasons, two things here. What if she would have just yielded? And then because she wouldn't yield to the Spirit, because she wouldn't yield to the command or the order, offense came. And a lot of times we get offended because we won't yield. Matthew chapter 3. We just turned Presbyterian one more time, so. Verse 16, I'm going to read verse 11. I'm going to read 16 first. And Jesus, when he was baptized, what happened? What just happened? Jesus was baptized? When Jesus was baptized, he went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Then was Jesus, verse 4, chapter 4, then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness by the devil. Even Jesus himself had to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't do one miracle. He didn't raise one person from the dead. He didn't cast out any devils. He didn't walk on water. He didn't do anything supernatural until what we just read, until he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, until he was immersed, woo, with the Holy Ghost. And then he was immediately, now we would have been mad about this, but he was immediately led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Go back to me to verse 11. Chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me, he is mightier than I, and whose shoes, I think he has Jordans on, and shoes I'm not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost. Conjunction, what's my function? And fire. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get, at that moment, the same fire that Jesus had. Isaiah 60. I was reading a book years ago by Dad Hagen. That's how we call him, Brother Hagen. I don't remember the exact quote, so I'm not saying Brother Hagin said this, but it was somewhere in the book. Or it may have been Smith Wigglesworth, Ever Increasing Faith. I'm not really sure which one it is. But he was in one of the stories they were talking about, there was a woman who was dealing with an issue for a long period of time. And short version of the story, that she was struggling to get her healing. But she believed. And then Brother Hagin, he prayed for her to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And she was struggling to receive that too. And then eventually she started speaking in tongues. When she started speaking in tongues, she learned how to yield. And she immediately received her healing. A lot of times we struggle with our healing because we won't just yield to what God is telling us to do. Isaiah 60, are you there? Arise and shine, for thy light is come. And the glory, somebody say the glory. Glory. Come on, say it like you mean it now. Glory. Are y'all tired? I'm the one preaching. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory, say his glory, shall be seen upon thee. This is a prophetic word, and it's talking about a specific time and a specific season. He's saying, when you see gross darkness, when you see gross darkness, get ready, arise and shine. And then he says, for the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon you. And I know that we're in the, do I want to read that, Lord? Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. Verse 17. Are there? And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith who? Well, y'all must be really tired. God. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God. In the what days? So over there in Isaiah, he said in verse 60, he said, when you see gross darkness and you see all this drama and you see all this sin and you see all this stuff going on, he said, in that day, I'm going to reveal my glory. I'm going to reveal my glory. In that day, arise and shine for the glory of God. Right? I mean, over here, he says, in the last days, how many people believe we're in the last days? Can I get an amen from someone? Amen. Can I get some voice from someone? In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
See, and here's the issue. If we really believe that, our focus would be different. We'd be preparing for the outpouring versus watching the news. Yeah. Because the Bible says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. So our focus sometimes is not on the outpouring of the Spirit, it's focused on all the drama that's going on versus focusing on God, what he wants to accomplish, what he wants to do. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He inferred to the last days that in the last days, there's going to be a revelation of my glory in the earth. But sometimes our focus is not on the glory. It's not on the outpouring of the Spirit. It's on other things. And because our focus is on other things, God is having trouble getting to us, manifesting through us, because we can't yield to something we haven't spent time with. Let's go to one more scripture. I felt a real quiet spirit on that one too. St. John chapter 17. I love the Lord and I love the King, and the King loves me. How many people need healing in their body? You do? How many people want healing in their body? Come now. Just stand right there. Don't look at me. Just stand right there. Close your eyes. And just wait a second. I'm going to read this scripture. You can sit right there for me. Yes, ma'am. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world, referring to us. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified. Could you line them up straight for me, Austin? Line them up straight. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. Here Jesus is saying, I'm not just, he's praying. This is actually the Lord's Prayer. He's praying for us right now. He says, I pray that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. If you're sick, that means Jesus is sick. And we've discovered this weekend that there's no sickness in heaven. And you're seated with him in heavenly places. Verse 22, and he says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given to them. Every single person that's born again, that has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have received a glory deposit on the inside of you. And it's the same glory. It's the same anointing that Jesus walked in. There is absolutely no difference. Boy, I feel some daggers coming at me right now. It's okay, we leave on Tuesday. I can sense them. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. What you focus on is what you become. You gravitate to your strength, to your strongest thoughts. You gravitate to your strongest thought. As a man thinks, so is he. And if our thinking is not where it should be, it's hard to receive from the Spirit of God. So the first thing we're going to pray for, I didn't get a chance to read about, so I'll let it go here. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. But then in Acts chapter 4, they received the fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they got baptized twice. 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 It happened again. Then the Bible says, be being filled, be being filled, be being filled, be being filled. Where's my family? Are they up here? Be being filled. So the first thing I'm going to pray for is for you to be filled. Just lift your hands where you are. And put your daggers away. Put your daggers away. Let the love of God motivate you right now. Everything I say, I believe I'm saying from the Lord, and it's because he loves you. And I can't get to the package if you're thinking about Tuesday. Faith is now. Faith is now. There it is again, that holiness of God. Father, I felt like you asked me to do this. To pray for them to be filled again. Filled again. Please, if you're up here, just close your eyes. Don't look around. Say this after me. Father, you're my Father. Fill me with your Spirit. Refresh me. Some of you need to open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues right now. Just open your mouth. Don't speak in English. Speak in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost pour out of you. Let the Holy, put some voice to it. 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 As you, just keep speaking, just keep speaking, just keep speaking, just keep speaking, just keep speaking. Receive in Jesus' name. Receive in Jesus' name. Just receive. Receive in Jesus' name. Just keep speaking. Just keep speaking. Receive in Jesus' name. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Yeah, receive in Jesus' name. A freshness of the Holy Spirit. Receive, receive, receive. Remember, keep speaking. Like we talked about yielding, right? We talked about yielding. Don't get tired of yielding. You're practicing yielding to the Spirit of God right now. You're practicing yielding to the Spirit of God right now. Be filled afresh in Jesus' name. Boom. That's how the Lord wants to hit you. He wants to boom you. Yeah. He wants to boom you. I don't even know what that means, but he wants to boom you. Yeah. Just take a deep breath. Receive that. Receive that. You. That's it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Where's Mama Shelley? Mama Shelley here? Mama Shelley? Mama Shelley? Can you put your hand on her belly for me? Now, say, I receive
the refreshing.
He said, with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to these people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith I may cause the weary to rest. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you refresh yourself. It's like putting a car battery to your spirit and going, zzzz. And it's a practice of yielding. How many people have back issues? Back issues. Is it okay if we just, is y'all all right? Y'all mad at me? Come, somebody step forward. I want those who have the back issues, step forward. Everyone else who's up here for healing, please stay, but just let them come forward for a second. I love the King, and the King loves me. Now you know I'm going to ask you to lift your hands. Close your eyes and receive. Father, I thank you for the fire that's in their back. I thank you that you're straightening out legs right now. I thank you that inflammation is leaving now. Who couldn't touch their toes? Go ahead and touch your toes. You couldn't touch your toes? Go ahead and touch your toes. Go ahead and touch your toes. Father, no, stay where we were. Stay where we were. Stay where we were. Who has neck issues? Neck issues. Is this why you guys are up here? Or are you just up here for issues? Austin, sit in that chair over there for me real quick. Right next to that lady right there. Who has neck issues? Father, for your back in Jesus' name. For your back in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah. Just let her go. That's all right. If everybody falls, somebody's got insurance, huh? Oop, brought up something bad again. I'm sorry. Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're healing backs right now. Yeah. I just felt pressure leave from your back. Pressure. He's going to heal you in a sweet way. And there's no delay. Yeah, just receive. Just receive. Now, here's something when it comes to praying for healing. Make sure you start doing what you couldn't do. Just don't sit back in your seat. And you say, wow, Brother Ekum's got really soft hands. No, start doing. Start doing what you could. You was just thinking that, huh? Yeah. Just start doing what you couldn't do before. He's doing way more than healing your back. I feel like he's saying you're so faithful. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, we got an athlete over here. Somebody just caught me again. Don't watch, pray. Father, I speak healing to her body. I speak strength to her thighs, Lord. I thank you, straighten everything out, Father. Stretch, 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 stretch. Yeah, just receive the stretch of the Lord. Sometimes when you're praying for someone to receive healing, there's such a great peace. There's such a great peace. Such a great peace. You got booby traps. Are you done, Pastor Sally? Hey, we're still on backs, huh? Is everybody with backs? You've at least felt a hand upon you that was mine? No. I love the King and the King loves me. Healing. We talked about earlier that worship was a manifestation of the kingdom. Healing is a manifestation of the kingdom. Healing brings glory to God. There was times in the Bible when Jesus did something and they said they glorified God because of the manifestation. There's also something you need to hear this. Thank you for this, Lord. That why does God want to heal? Because he's demonstrating that his kingdom is greater than that kingdom that's trying to hold you down. There was a woman that was bound, I think, for 18 years. And Jesus showed up to the woman. He said, loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loosed. And let her go. Yeah, just receive. Loose! No person, but in that scripture was a woman, should ever be bound by the kingdom of darkness. Sickness is from darkness. And sometimes you got to get mad at it. You don't need to get up fast. So now we're on next? Not next, but on next. Who has something wrong with their neck? Where did Austin go? Okay, good. No, you stay there. You're good. I just want to play with your back for a little while. Neck. Or back? And neck? Just back. Neck?
It's actually, you might as well just go from here to there.
Are y'all still with us?
Yes. Yes.
What couldn't you do before? You don't know? All right, let's start with touching our toes. Can you touch them? You're a flexible brother, huh? No, stay right there. Stay there. I can't do that. It's been like 15 years. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Wow, that seems like a real neck problem right there. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Do this. Come on, get with it. Do it for real now. Do it for real. Now start doing this. Watch me. No, I'm just trying to make you dizzy. I'm just kidding. I got dizzy. Could you do that before with your neck? God, well, what couldn't you do? It just hurts? Just tight? All right, Father, we thank you for... Let me see this. Stick your arms out for a second. Oh, there it is. May the force be with you. Can y'all see that? See, one shorter than the other, right? Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. They're even now? Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Come on out. There you go. Lift your hands. Brother, your arm just grew out right in front of us. Are you going diving? You can be seated. Who has cramps? Don't every woman raise your hand now. Cramps. You get like Charlie horses. Come. I want you to do this. This is a practice on yielding. Are y'all okay? Yeah. Close your eyes, Kelly. I want you to step up and then step back down. Well, you got to see what you're doing. So open your eyes and step up. Just stay right there for a second. I say this to people to close your eyes because you got to know I ain't nobody but a fat black dude that's yielding. That's it. I'm just yielding. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Now step back down. You won't have cramps anymore. Father, in Jesus' name. Ooh, Kelly. Be free from that thing now. Hey. When you get prayed for, and if you have something on the inside of you that you really can't see, if it's gone, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Check it out. Lift your hands for me. Who has an issue with their eyes? Come on up. I was looking around. Eye issues. Father, what are we praying for?
My neck, my back, my guitar, my legs.
Yeah. Be free. Yeah, just receive that. Be free. Be free. Just receive. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be all the way free. Yeah. Eye issues. So, can you see me?
I can see you.
Okay. So what's the issue?
I just started with this issue today. Just my eye all day.
Which one? It's just pain?
It's
blurry? Have you been drinking?
It's aggravated.
All right, put your hand on the eye that's fine.
The eye that's fine.
Yeah, and so is it aggravated right now at this particular moment? If it's not, it's all good. That means you already got touched in your seat.
No, it's aggravated. It's like...
Does anyone else have any aggravated eyes? Look, I'm loose with this. Why? Because I trust him. I trust him. I trust him. Healing is easy. Jesus said silly things like, is it easier for a man to say that sins be forgiven thee or to tell a man to put down your bed and get up and walk? Which one's easier? Which one's easier? What was wrong with Jesus? Nothing. He just knew who he was. Father, in Jesus' name, just breathe and receive. Yeah, there it is right there. Just receive. You're going to have a strong testimony. She's going to think this church is really crazy. Take them off.
I'm supposed to be blind. They keep telling me I'm going blind.
Girl, you ain't blind.
I know.
Oh, wait, you might be. Is it both? Lift your hands again. Shut them. Some people just really know how to yield. What just happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Come over here. I'm not going to scare you. I felt you. Lift your hands as high as you can lift them. Which eye is it? Jesus. 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 There it is. Yep. Jesus. Is there more eyes? I know you. Father, I thank you. Just stay where you are. You don't have to leave. You can put your arms down if you want to. Which, both? There's no such thing as cataracts in heaven. Close them. Father, in the name of Jesus, yeah. In the name of Jesus, I curse this. Take a deep breath for me and receive. Yeah. Oh, yield and receive. Oh, my God, there's a weightiness. In the name of Jesus. Dave! I scared you again, didn't I? Come on. Hey, if you get sleepy, just go to sleep. Y'all think I'm joking? Relax. Oh, that's not nice. Which one? Both? I just felt like when you stood before me, the Lord wanted me to say something to you, and I want you to hear it. I don't want you to see it. Close your eyes. I want you to hear it. He says, "I curse everything," like he cursed the tree. There's nothing in your body that I can't deal with. There's nothing in your body that I haven't already dealt with. So not only am I going to fix the eyes, I'm going to fix your breathing. I'm going to fix your sleeping. I'm going to fix your blood pressure. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're significant. You need to, because you're significant. Yeah. Take a deep, deep breath. Take a deep, deep breath. Yeah, there it is. There's a lady that was sitting here. Can I talk to you for a second? When we get like this, I just go, so you gotta sit back down. Austin, can you come up here for me, please? Can you turn this off for me? What's going on?
Bless God. We're going to receive an offering for our guest speaker tonight. Tomorrow night, he's hanging out with us, and we're going to have Faith in Healing School at 6:30 here, and we'll find out what's in store, because I don't know if any of us know exactly what's in store, but we're going to show up, and God's going to show up. Huh? You know what it is? Don't. Okay, it's a surprise. He's got an idea leading to the Holy Spirit on tomorrow night for Faith in Healing School, so because he's not getting on his airplane till Tuesday, and so he's going to be here tomorrow night. That was not listed anywhere on anything, but we realized, hey, we've got him, so, you know, we're going to take advantage of that. So you go ahead and receive the offering. Bless God. Now, one thing that I want to tell you about, when my shoulder went out and I couldn't raise it at all, I couldn't use my arm anymore, I had to give up bow hunting, and I didn't like that because I could not do it. It felt like somebody had shoved an ice pick into my arm, and it just wouldn't work anymore. And so I went and got a disability permit to get a crossbow. And I thought, yes, I've got my disability permit. I can use a crossbow because I couldn't pull the string back anymore. And I enjoyed the disability permit. And then they changed the law and said anybody could have a crossbow that doesn't have a disability. And Shelley, Pastor Shelley, said, now you're going to believe for your shoulder? I go, well, there's no reason not to. You know how quick it recovered? I was amazed because I was thinking, you know, I'm believing for my shoulder. I'm believing. And it was, I don't know when it happened. It wasn't like I could just tell from one moment to the next. I reached a point where it was just an ordinary day, and I'm going, I wonder when that happened. I wonder when my healing happened. I wonder the manifestation of it. Of course, I was healed the moment, you know, I was healed 2,000 years ago. But I don't remember when all the symptoms went away, because it was just an ordinary day. And I'm thinking, like, come on, try to find that. And I couldn't find it. And it's been completely restored ever since. And so I don't know how he works in your body. I know some people, the manifestation is felt instantly. And some people go to bed at night and wake up in the morning, or fall asleep in the front row and wake up seeing. So in all of the cases that Jesus Christ was used by God to heal that they showed us about, of course it said if everything was written down, the world couldn't contain the books, 60% of the cases was not that split second. 40% were. You count them all up, about 21 of them. And you realize that some were healed as they went on their way. Some went as they washed in the pool. Some were healed in that very hour. But I don't see any part in the Bible where it really went more than a day. You know, although we preach believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, it looks like the recovery time is fairly quickly. And you think, well, I know a lot of people it takes longer. It just depends on what they're thinking about and what they're believing. You can shorten that up considerably by not saying, well, I'll just see how long it takes, instead of seeing, I'll see how short it takes. But when my shoulder was restored, it was like, well, when did that happen? I didn't even notice, so I don't even know. I don't know. You can bring that forward. I don't know when it happened, but I'm glad it did. And I was pretty excited about it. And I still hunt with a crossbow. I like it. But if I wanted to switch over, I could. I got my arm back. And it's so nice. Because you're calling for anybody that needs any healing. I love to be prayed for. So I always check my body, and sometimes I get disappointed because I'm going, I can't find anything. I want to be up there and have them be prayed for, but I'm searching the inside. Oh, is that a little twinge over there? Maybe that's good. And then they go, nah, it's not there. I'm not going to claim anything I don't have. But just to be whole is wonderful. That to not hurt anymore is just wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. Unless somebody marked tithe on here, the whole basket is going to go into the Grigsby ministry and their team and their family and such. They are a team. They're an incredible working together team of a family. Their oldest daughter, she's got just about a full ride to ORU. Scholarships from everywhere. She got a scholarship from the people that own Hobby Lobby. You like Hobby Lobby, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was huge. That was an $80,000 scholarship, right? And then plus another, she get the scholarship from because of her athletic ability and that. But her heart after God blows me away. She is just this incredible person. But so are all the other kids. And none of them's the same. But all of them know how to serve God at a young age. And his wife, too. I mean, she was at a different speaking engagement this week. But, hallelujah, all of us have gifts and callings in us. And when the hands are laid on you, you have no idea what additional things are imparted to you. It's just because there's more stuff than just healing that occurs. There's callings and giftings and stuff that are imparted, and you can walk right into them and wake up and realize other things are working in your life as well. But you can't outgive God. We know that. And we give unto Jesus Christ. We give it through people with earth money on planet Earth. But God knows where our heart is and our treasure is, and it's an offering unto him. So, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in this basket is a heart offering for your work to be continued on in the Grigsby ministry. They are part of the body of Christ of which we belong, and they're part of our family and part of our body. And so in this basket, Lord, multiply it back to everyone who gave according to your holy written word. We thank you for it. God, we thank you for being so incredibly wonderful. I am going to be so glad when I get to heaven and find out more words to use, because I'm just run my limit in how good you are, and I want to express it in many, many, many other ways to you. And to you, Jesus Christ, present right here, not far in distance, but right in the midst of us. Hallelujah. I saw your hand, Jesus Christ, on top of Eakin Sam when he was laying hands. I saw it in the Spirit, that you were standing beside him and laying your hand at the same time right on his. And so thank you for your closeness. It's your ministry that is being done here. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.